Believing in progressive development, Ernst Haeckel and his followers postulated that as what he'd call higher organisms, such as mammals, should exhibit simply more embryonic development than lower ones. It's his idea that mammals have evolved further than, say, reptiles or birds or fish or snails. If we look at the embryos of these organisms, there should be relics of their past. It's a theory he had. We can look back, and if we study them, we should see that if we follow, say, a human embryo or an embryo of a lamb or a cow, that it should develop similarly to the embryo of, say, a fish or a chicken, but it should simply evolve more. And so if we study the embryos, they should look alike at early stages. This was called the recapitulation theory. They should recapitulate past stages of evolution. Well, seeing what they wanted to see in the microscopes of those days and looking at this tiny world of early embryos of different species, during the 1870s and 1880s, Ernst Haeckel and his followers literally offered what they thought was proof of evolution. They tried to picture what they saw, and the pictures they created were of some of these embryos looking quite like early stage embryos of lower animals, being quite like early stages of higher animals, and simply the higher embryos continue along similarly and then would just evolve more. These pictures became widely popular in textbooks of the day and was literally offered as proof of evolution. Now, we now know that the pictures were forged, that they saw what they wanted to see. Either it was out-and-out intentional fraud, trying to prove a theory that Ernst Haeckel believed in, or he simply saw what he wanted to see and then drew it. We don't know the reasons, but if you look at those today with the better microscopes we have today, this whole theory doesn't work. The interesting thing is it shouldn't work, because Darwinism postulates they're random inborn variations. They don't occur progressively. They're right there at the beginning. So the embryos should be different from the very beginning. This is, of course, what we see in embryos today when we study them. But Ernst Haeckel believed in a Lamarckian form of evolution, of this sort of linear progressive development. And with that sort of theory, they should just progress more. So he was seeing what he wanted to see, which fit his own type of evolution. I state it because it was so important at the time to convince people that evolution worked. It's very important in the historical development and persuading people, scientists, that evolution worked. It became literally one of the best evidences of evolution. It's not an important one today, but historically it was important. A third area of development that was widely influential at the time was biogeography. Following Alfred Russel Wallace, biogeographers, naturalists, went out to look to see if they could find what he said they'd find, and that is similar species living near other species. And to see if the way species are distributed on Earth fit an evolutionary pattern. That evolutionary pattern would be that if a species evolved and developed in, say, Australia, it would gradually spread out with different types of related species spreading out over Australia and then up through the islands that go up toward Asia. If another type of species evolved in Asia, they would spread out from that center, and eventually they'd sort of run into each other. Same way with species evolving out of Africa, Europe. In basic evolutionary thought, species are going to evolve on large land masses because that's where you have a concentration of plants and animals to evolve. And so you should have species pushing out from different places. And looking, that's exactly what they found. The most famous of these is the so-called Wallace line, named for Alfred Russel Wallace, that divides Asian and Australian species that runs through the East Indies. That you have a basic type of species, a variety, an array of species pushing up from Australia, another pushing down from Asia, and they run into each other in Indonesia. And here you can see, almost go from one island to another and see just a completely different mix of animals. All this makes sense into an evolutionary theory of origins. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever under creation. Why would God create certain things here and certain things there? In fact, if you're really literalistic about it, they all started spread off from Noah's Ark. So they should have all just spread out from there. They shouldn't have spread out from different centers of evolution. So this became important and remains important evidence for evolution.